Welcome back here to Coach Speak on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Now talking with Eagle Grove Boys Cross Country Coach Ben Demuth joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
So as we take a look at your squad, you're coming off a week, just one meet a week ago. You were over at the Algona meet last Monday, a very, very tough field. Your team finishes, your boys finish 11th, again, amongst a very, very talented field that competed at Algona. And just considering the competition you were going against, well, how did you feel your boys performed against some of that top competition at that Algona meet?
I thought overall we did all right. We knew going in that that meet was going to be a tough meet for us. We were more worried about racing against the clock, racing against time, and Litton finishing place wherever the chips may fall kind of thing, you know. And Algona is a pretty tough course. There's a lot of hills on it, and you finish kind of with an uphill go at it and so forth. But I thought our guys held their own for the most part with where we're at as a team, trying to get better each and every day and trying to find where we fit in to the grand scheme of things as far as how some of those teams run and so forth. And we know that we're not at that level, you know, but maybe we can get better from it, from the competition, and kind of the old idea that iron sharpens iron for us.
And looking at your top five and those that have kind of led the way for your squad this year, Noah Thole and Zabby Castro being your top runners throughout the year, and they have really started to pick it up as the season has gone on into the second half here. And even the 5-3 is definitely improved by leaps and bounds throughout the year with a nice mix, like we've talked about, fresh between youth in upperclassmen as well that make up your varsity lineup. And where they are right now compared to where they were at the start of the meet season, you know, back in August, what is the area that your team has improved in the most as we enter the month of October?
Yeah, I think, for the first time in a long time, I've got five guys that can consistently run under 20 minutes for a 5K. And Noah and Zabdi have been working really hard. I mean, they've all been working hard, but trying to get into the low 18s, and that's kind of our goal for them, to maybe 18s, possible 17s, and a couple of those guys, you know, like Hunter, who's a freshman, he's kind of figured some things out, what it's like to be a varsity cross-country runner, and he's come a long ways, and Dylan Beck has just continued to work hard, being a junior, and he wants, he's always talking, always being a leader for the guys, and wanting to get his times down and so forth, and he continues to work at those things. I think our biggest surprise has been Felix Reyes. He was JV runner for us last year, and right now he's consistently our number three runner. He's dropping 4 minutes on some courses from where we were last year. So I really feel confident in those guys going out and being able to compete. They have a good attitude about themselves, and they work hard. And you know, we don't know yet where we'll be assigned. That will come out next week. But we're hoping to maybe surprise a few people into the postseason here with conference coming up next week and then the qualifier. Who knows what could happen. But, I'm pleased with where we have got to at this point in the year versus what we started out at. So.
And finally, as we take a look here at your schedule coming up this week, you guys have your home meet coming up on Tuesday at the Eagle Grove Golf Course. You'll see a lot of familiar teams that you've seen throughout the year at that meet. And then you'll head down to Jewel on Thursday and get a look at some more of the Southern teams or Central Iowa teams that you could see in the postseason as well at the Jim Klein Invitational in Jewel on Thursday. And when you look at these two meets on the schedule, you know, how do your boys feel about the challenges coming up and what are their expectations? What are your expectations coming into this week, preparing for the conference meet?
Oh, they're excited. I mean, anytime you get to run on your home course, the Dick Bell is a really well-attended meet by a lot of Eagle Grove people and surrounding communities and so forth. And they're excited to get out there and defend their home course and have a chance to run on it. We know we're going to be running against some real good competition as usual, and that's the way we want it. And we kind of hope that the course can be a bit of an equalizer for us, you know. And just in general, looking forward in our meet coming up, you know, I think excitement's the best word to use. I mean, the guys have been great. They have really stepped up to the challenges of practice and have been real positive with things. And I haven't really heard too much you know, as far as negatives go, and they're just fun guys to be around. And you know, knock on wood, we've remained healthy throughout the season, and we're hoping to keep that going forward. And, you know, whatever happens, happens, I guess, with this week, and we'll focus on one meet at a time, and hopefully good things can continue to go for us.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck at your home meet on Tuesday, and good luck in Jewell on Thursday.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep, that was Ben Demuth, the head cross-country coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles boys cross-country team here on Coach Speak, talking with the Rolling Story Volleyball coach Molly Geis after the break.